Welcome to Morph Into a New You, part of MHNRnetwork.com. Your host, Johnny Calloway, is the author of several books, including Taming the Dragon, Dragons to Butterflies, The Metamorphosis of a Man, and The Bridge. He will be having conversations with people from all walks of life. Healing really is an inside job that transforms you to become a better version of you. We must change our self-talk and inner dialogue so we can start to believe. A special thanks to our sponsor, Meaningful Expressions, at m-expressions.com. They can take a concept, thought, or personal brand and turn it into a visual masterpiece that you can use to raise awareness about your passion or cause. They've certainly done that with our podcast website. And thank you for joining Johnny as you morph into a new you.
Hello, everybody. I'm Johnny Calloway, host of Morph Into a New You, part of the Mental Health News Radio Network. Always want to throw out a big thank you to Kristen Samantha Walker for creating this platform for us to share our voices and help others heal. Tonight, we have with us the incredible Aura Nadridge, author of Says Who, and later we're going to let her tell you about what else she is doing in conjunction with her Says Who work. And this month on Morph Into a New You, our theme is Coming to Believe. The tagline on that is Where Hope Begins. That's kind of a shoot-off from the second step of the 12 steps, came to believe that a power greater than ourselves could restore us to sanity. But we're going to talk about not just that power greater than ourselves, we're going to talk about coming to believe in ourselves, how we move past all of the lies that we've told ourselves, even some of the hard facts of what we call evidence that we can't be believed in. I'm going to introduce Aura, and I'm going to welcome Aura to the show, and I'm going to tell you, she's incredible, so just listen up. Hi, Aura.
Hi, Johnny. How are you? So good to be here with you today.
Yes, I love it. Whenever we do this, I love it. Whenever we talk, we should record it.
Yes, this is true.
So, Aura, here's the deal for what's on the table for us tonight. Second step of the 12, again, is came to believe that a power greater than ourselves could restore us to sanity. But in my experience over the last 34 years, what I've learned is it's incredible to come to believe in that power that can restore us to sanity. But if we have a head full of it can, that power, and we also have a head full of I can't, man, that makes it really tough. So I know you know that there are thoughts that block us from believing I can. Now, this isn't just about quote unquote positive thinking. This is about peeling away the lies.
Right.
Because if we don't peel away the lies, we can't get there.
No, we can't. And, you know, the lies or the distractions or all the things, the activity of the mind is always constant. You know, we have very active minds. And, you know, I've said this many times when we've spoken, we have thousands and thousands of thoughts moving around in our heads. We statistics say it's close to 70,000 thoughts. So many of those thoughts are very sabotaging and they're very negative and they're not our friend, you know? And we have to be so aware of those thoughts because they will trip us up. They will make us doubt ourselves. You know, believing is not having doubt. Believing is feeling certain that something is true. And what happens is suddenly doubt comes in, suddenly undermining and sabotaging ourselves comes in. And what do you think happens to our belief? It goes right out the window. So, you know, I talk about in Says Who, Johnny, when we have conflicting thoughts in our mind simultaneously. And what I say is when we hold two conflicting thoughts, and let's just use belief as one of our thoughts, I believe that there is a power outside of myself that can help me. But, you know, I'm such a horrible person. I don't really deserve that help. That's holding two conflicting thoughts simultaneously. One is positive. One is wholesome. One is really motivated to want to change and want to be better. And then this other thought, but I'm not this or I'm not that or I'm not good enough or I've messed up or I've done all sorts of bad things, is going to undermine that belief in hope that we can change. So what I say is those two thoughts, a negative and a positive thought, will cancel each other out. What do you have? Nothing. you have yourself feeling hopeless. You have yourself feeling like you want to give up. So I say, go on the side of belief. Move to the side of believing in yourself. Move to the side of the thoughts that want to support your belief. And not just believing in something outside of yourself, but as you said earlier, Johnny, when we were talking, believing in yourself, believing in you, that you can show up in your life to change it.
This is beautiful. It's always beautiful. I just did a class the other day at the drug rehab. The topic of the class for that day was coming to believe, because that's what's on my table for this month. In preparation for that class, I looked up the word believe. The actual definition ties right into everything you're saying. It says to accept as truth.
Right.
To accept as truth. If I'm actually believing in myself, I'm accepting as true. I'm accepting that it's true that I can change.
Right.
It's not just a flighty belief that, maybe I can change. I've accepted it as the truth. I can get better. I can do better. I can be better. And that is so powerful. That is so incredibly powerful.
Johnny, it really is. And it's interesting that you are sharing that conversation with me today, because I just did some micro content. They're little mini films that I do on Instagram. And I did one literally just the other day called Thought Belief. And what I said in that video is that when we believe, when we have thoughts of belief, we really do feel confident. We feel that something is true and we believe it to be true. And then doubt sets in. And uncertainty sets in, and we lose sight of our belief. We suddenly don't have thoughts of belief that keep supporting us. And what happens is doubt goes to the foreground of our mind. Uncertainty goes to the foreground of our mind. Ambivalence goes to the foreground of our mind. And what gets bumped to, you know, basically to the curb of our mind is belief. And I say, you want to be mindful of what you believe in. Return your mind back to what your original belief is. Let's say your belief is, I want to change. I believe that I can change. You want to continue thinking thoughts that support that. I just came up with this new technique, which I'm going to be sharing so many new techniques and methods in my online thought coach certification program. And it's called thought alignment. Thought alignment is making sure that when you start your day, your thoughts are aligned with what you want to get done. Your thoughts are in alignment with your belief. They're in alignment with the truth of you reaching your goal and you reaching your purpose. You can't drive a car unless your tires are aligned. Everything has to be aligned for you to be able to move towards where you want to go. So that circles back to belief, Johnny. Hold on to belief and make sure that your thoughts are in alignment to support the thing that you believe in.
It blows me away sometimes when we have our conversations, or how much you talk A Course in Miracles without knowing it. It's amazing to me. There's two things that you reminded me of just now that is so true for, if you can understand that Jesus was actually the author of A Course in Miracles. He says, you are much too tolerant of mind wandering and are passively condoning your mind's miscreations. Then later on, he says, you do not guard your thoughts carefully enough. We have these thoughts, as you were talking earlier, we have these thousands of thoughts that are going through. And he also says all thinking produces on some level. So we got these thoughts going through and we're thinking, oh, they're just thoughts. I didn't act on it. It's okay. No, it's not. If I've got a thought running through there that says, you know what? I could never write a book. I'll never be a speaker. I'll never be this. That's creating. That's showing up somewhere in my life. You can count on it.
And yeah, thoughts are powerful.
You and I talk about so much of the same stuff, and sometimes we use a little different terminology. In my classes I've been doing, I talk about thought management, because in the first step of the 12, and I do so much with addicts, it talks about how our lives have become unmanageable. And what I say to them is, of course, our lives were unmanageable because we weren't managing our thoughts. But if we get to a point where we can manage our thoughts, we have learned how to manage our lives. And if we don't manage our thoughts, we will never manage our lives.
No, absolutely. You have to really get your house in order. You got to get your thoughts in order in the house of your mind. That's our house. Our house is our mind. You know, we got to get those thoughts in order. We got to be able to, you know, you say manage your thoughts. I also say master your mind.
Right.
You know, I teach a course. I'm going to do it again this year in Costa Rica called Mastering Your Mind, Transforming Negative and Fear-Based Thoughts. Who's manning your mind? Who's in control here? Who's running the ship? You can use all these metaphors for who is running your mind. Really what I ask people to do is just start one thought at a time. One thought at a time. You have a thought that's disruptive. You have a thought that's negative. You have a thought that wants to just throw you under the bus. Why don't you work with just that one thought? Why don't you work with that thought? You know, says who that thought? Find out if that thought is working for you, if it makes you feel better, if it's adding anything to your life, if it's getting you ahead. What is that thought doing for you that's positive? If it's not helping you, you have no use for it. It's useless. It's taking a precious space in your mind. And I don't know about you, but I consider our mind the most precious real estate there is.
God, I love when we do this. We got to do these more often again. We just got to. I use an analogy that my mind is like my office. And just like in most offices, there's a fax machine, there's a printer, there's a computer, there's a phone. But if my mind is cluttered with my past, things that I haven't taken care of, things that I'm just kind of throwing off to the side, then the office is cluttered. So I walk in and the phone rings and I can't find it.
Right.
And,
good.
And to me, that's intuition. The intuition is there for me all the time, but I can't find it because I got to dig through the clutter when the phone rings.
Right.
If I can clean my mind up so that I can be present in this moment, then I can be what we call intuition. And it's not really intuition. It's just being aware of what's happening because I'm not all caught up in what happened 5 years ago or 5 days ago or going to happen 5 minutes from now. It's like, oh, okay, I'm here right now. And that doesn't seem like a good idea for me. It talks about the book Alcoholics Anonymous will intuitively handle situations which used to baffle us. Well, that's because we don't have the clutter in our minds that caused the baffling.
Right. You know, that clutter that you talk about, Johnny, is really important to address because when we start to remove the clutter, and what is really clutter? Clutter is a lot of busy talk in our head, the shoulds, the would-haves, the could-haves, all the self-imposed busy talk that we have in our heads, the negative self-talk, and then coupled with taking ourselves out of the moment. And, you know, as a mindfulness teacher, I really want to always put the focus on how quickly, you know, you talk about the mind wandering, we escape our own mind. We try to get away from the clutter. So what do? We go back into the past, which is come and gone, and there's nothing we could do about the past, or we're worrying about the future that isn't even here yet. I say work with your mind now, right in what's called present time. Be aware that you have a cluttered mind. Be aware that you want to unclutter your mind. And you're very familiar with the release and replace technique. Start to let go of some of those thoughts that do not help you, that do not serve your well-being, that do not help you get uncluttered. A good thing to do is to start to unclutter the mind by letting go of some of those thoughts that are sabotaging and that are negative and that are undermining.
I did a show last week with Mary Padlack, and she's the lady that told me 28 years ago that I was supposed to write. And after the show, she and I did what you and I do. We always have a conversation about the conversation we just had. She talks about childhood hypnosis, which is so incredible and so vital, that as we're growing up, we become hypnotized by these stories that we're told. And, you know, like for me, as you and I have talked about many times, I'm one of those damn Callaways. I'm never going to amount to anything. And I was hypnotized by that thought. I was hypnotized by I was never going to amount to anything. So part of what we do with your process, with the work that I do with Morph Into a New You, we unhypnotize ourselves. And we, for lack of a better way of putting it right now, I'm going to say, and we begin to hypnotize ourselves with truth. The truth is, I can't, not only, that's not even true. I am doing the work I want to do. I'm already doing it.
Right.
You know, one of the things Mary told me the other day when she was my therapist for so long, many years ago, She said, Johnny, you still believe that lie to some degree. You got to let go of that, buddy. She told me to start telling myself that I'm going to be a success with my writings. And I said, well, how about we do this? I'm already a success with my writings. People are reading my book.
How about the fact that you wrote a book, Johnny? How many books?
Three now.
Okay, I consider that quite successful. That's a success in my book. You see, that's what we do to ourselves. That's how we set ourselves up for failure. That's how we set ourselves up to undermine our successes. What is a success? What constitutes a successful person? Waking up in the morning and deciding to go out and be a nice person is, in my book, a successful human being. It's all relative. But you've written three books, Johnny. Three books. Does it matter if it's a New York Times bestseller or not? I don't know. I don't think that really determines someone's ultimate success. I think that the fact that you wrote three books is incredibly successful.
Just a side note here about that particular thing. I've had the hardest time wrapping my mind around Johnny Calloway as an author. It's been easier for me to say I'm Johnny Calloway and I wrote a book. But the other day, I met with the guy that does my covers, and he had done a new cover for the new book, The Revision of Taming the Dragon. But what he did is he put all the covers he's done for me on one sheet of paper. And when I saw them together, I was like, oh, my God, I am an author. I didn't just write a book. I am an author. And it touched me deeply to really wrap my mind and my heart around. One of the things I want us to touch on, and as we were talking about before the show started, a lot of my work is focused toward the addict. But what I know to be true is that most of what I try to do with the addict would work for everyone.
Right.
Like, I just rewrote the first step so it would fit into my Morph Into a New You process. And it says, we admitted we were powerless over our thinking. Now, that is everybody. Most people run around here and they think they have no control over what thoughts come and go in their head.
Right.
But we do, until we take responsibility for that.
That is so true.
It is truly about taking responsibility.
It is. In one of the says who questions, Johnny, as you know, which is, does this thought feel like more powerful, or am I in control of this thought? And so many people will say to me, you know, Aura, I just feel like so taken over by my thought. And so you just assume that you're taken over by something that has more power than you, you know? And I always bring them back to the realization, whether they can really take it in or not, is that I say, this is your mind. These are your thoughts that you are creating up. You are, as I say and says who, the creator and master of your internal dialogue, which creates your reality. We know that thoughts create things, create reality. Buddha talked about that. These are old, age-old wisdoms. And when you think that something's taking you over, your own thoughts are taking you over. And guess why? Because we allow ourselves to be taken over by the very thoughts that we're creating. I mean, you have to really be with that. You have to really connect, as we've talked about so many times, Johnny, connecting the dots. This is my mind. I have all these thoughts in my mind. Oh, gee, my thoughts are taking me over. Gee, those negative thoughts are taking me over. Gee, those negative thoughts are making me feel horrible about myself. These negative thoughts are making me feel that I'm a failure. Oh, I must be a failure. I have allowed the thoughts in my mind that I am creating to take me over. Take responsibility for the fact that you're letting your own mind take you over and wreak havoc with you. You know what we do, Johnny? We give ourselves permission. We give our own mind permission to dominate us, berate us, abuse us, and take us over. And guess whose mind that is? It's my mind, and right. It's your mind. Right. I don't have your mind, and you don't have my mind. I have my own mind, and I can decide what I want to do with my mind.
I try to be very careful about how I say things. And the beautiful thing of that is it means I got to be present to what I'm saying and what I'm thinking, because if I'm not present to what I'm thinking, then I'm just going to be spouting out a bunch of crap without even knowing whether it's what I believe or not. So by being conscious of what I'm thinking and paying attention to what I'm saying, and I'm leading that into I hear so many times in group settings, like at a 12-step meeting or a group therapy session or just a bunch of people sitting around, well, I was conditioned to believe and then fill in the blank. And my thing is always, I make a point every time I hear somebody say that to say, who did that conditioning? Oh, well, society did. Well, who is society? I'm part of society. I did part of the conditioning to what I want to believe. And you know what? I especially love it when siblings do this little dance. Because one sibling will say, well, I was conditioned to believe that we have to work hard for what we want. That's why I'm a success and that da-da-da-da-da. Simultaneously, you got a brother or sister grew up in the same house, same quote-unquote conditioning going on that can't get a job, won't get a job, won't try to take care of themselves. So who does the conditioning? You can't condition me to believe and act in a way that I don't want to believe and act in. I am part of the conditioning.
Right. Absolutely.
I get very passionate about this because
I'm there with you, Johnny. You know, I'm so there with you. It's like we have to stop removing ourselves from the responsibility.
Right.
We have to stop removing ourselves from the responsibility of taking action over what we choose to believe. Okay.
There is a line in the Narcotics Anonymous basic text that says, you'll love this. Due to our inability to take personal responsibility, we created our own problems. Now, on the surface, that's like, okay, I need to pay my bills. I need to be responsible for getting myself a job. I take that to the level that you and I talk about in everything that we do. I take responsibility for how I create my life based on what I let myself think.
That's right.
I talked with you a little bit about a personal issue I was having before we started this. And we're having this talk and I'm like, oh, Johnny, take responsibility, dude. You're not a victim to what you don't seem to be able to do right now. Take responsibility for your thinking and create this for yourself. You know how to do that. I mean, I look at my life today and I'm like, this isn't supposed to be my life based on everything I was told for however many years I was growing up.
That's right. And that's the success. You know, you want to gauge it as you move along. And Johnny, another thing that I just created, which I really love, I'm giving you some of my little pearls from my online course, but I got a lot. I created something called thought praise. Thought praise. We must take the time to give ourselves praise for what we've done and from where we've come from. And thought praise would be what you just said. Wow, look at this. Look what I've created for myself. I never would have thought I would be where I am today. Based on where I came from, look where I am today. Look how far I've come. Pat on the back, thought praise. I'm giving myself some good thought praise because you know what? I deserve it. I can't keep allowing my thoughts to beat me up and tell me I'm not enough. No, on the contrary, I'm going to give myself some thought praise. Give yourself thought praise daily, daily. Don't leave the house without some thought praise.
I'm sorry, but you and I are like, sometimes it's like we got one mind because the way I say the same thing to like the class I was doing the other day is you have to celebrate the little victories. You have to celebrate the little victories. You have to acknowledge, hey, you know what? I actually went to my job today. I just went. Just celebrate that. I went. So many things that we just thought praise. Celebrate victory. It doesn't matter how you say it. It's the same thing, and it's beautiful when we can allow ourselves to do that.
That's right. And listen, it takes a certain amount of mind strength to want to do this every single day. I want people to know. That's why I always make mention of take it one step at a time, even if you have to take it one thought at a time. But what I want to see in people is that they really want to make that effort, that they really want to take that step towards meeting who you are today. Because you know what, Johnny? Who we are today is not who we were even yesterday.
Right.
We can declare ourselves as somebody new each day. New thoughts, new beliefs, new commitment to ourselves. All of that. It is so incredible that every day we can wake up with a whole newfound appreciation of starting over. Do you know what you have? You have an opportunity to start over. Feel blessed. Feel blessed for what you can do.
I told the people in the treatment center the other day, I said, you don't realize the blessing you've been given by getting to be here. Because what you get to do right now, you get to start with a clean slate if you choose to. You get to start with a totally clean slate and recreate your life. You get to eliminate, you get to take all the things that you thought were so bad for so long and figure out a way to make them positives. And you can do that. They can become assets. That's why the tagline for another one of my books that's coming out in June, my book Taming the Dragon is coming back out. And the tagline is, the object is not to conquer the dragon, but to tame him and make him an ally. The thing is, will my ego ever be my friend or my ally? No. But what I learned from the things I've encountered in trying to tame that dragon are my strongest assets. They're incredible what I've learned through falling down and getting up and falling down and getting up. And every time I thought the dragon had beaten me, when I decided to change my mind, all of that became tools, weapons in my arsenal for me to have a better life and for me to help others to have a better life. Aura, darling, I'm watching our time. It's almost up.
And guess what? We've just gotten started.
Right. Wow. I really love when we do this. If anybody else gets near as much out of these conversations as I do, we're doing a great thing. So
I hope so. Yeah.
I always walk away from these charged. And
yeah. So, yeah.
Aura, I want you to take a minute on this show, Morph Into a New You, Coming to Believe, and I want you to tell people what your next project is.
Well, what I'm doing is I've created a nonprofit organization called the IFTT, which is the Institute for Transformational Thinking, which really encompasses a lot of what we talked about today. And what I want to do, Johnny, is I want to really do so many things connecting people to transformational thinking, that it's possible for all of us. You know, my slogan for IFTT is changing the world one thought at a time, you know, changing our lives one thought at a time. My first project out of the gates for IFTT is my online thought coach certification program, which is the program to certify through the Says Who method and all of the different techniques and modalities and methods that I have within my thought transformation and mastering your mind work, to have people not only experience their own ability to transform their thoughts from negative to positive and really manifest the life they want, but to also become thought coaches. I believe that thought coaches will be the thought leaders moving forward. We lead with a mind that knows what is true. We lead with a mind that can lead us to create and manifest all of the divine, glorious beauty that this world is capable and we capable of experiencing in it. So this movement, this thought transformation, transformational thinking movement that's happening really right before my eyes, is to get people to wake up and to say, you know, you too can change these thoughts. You too can become a transformational thinker. So I'm super excited about this program, this thought certification program, because I want people really to come on board, to understand that they can change their lives by changing their thinking. And if they want to become a thought coach and help others wake up to a transformational thinking mind, all the power to us that we can help people change their lives by changing their thoughts.
I'm on board. I'm on. Sign me up. Certify me.
You are signed up. You are signed. You're going to be the most awesome thought coach for sure.
I've been doing this, like I told you when we first met, I've been doing this work. I just didn't have a format for 30-some years since I first found A Course in Miracles. I love what you do, love what I'm doing, and the joining that we do when we get together is amazing, and it really fills my heart up. And I want to say to everyone listening, please know this. You have control of what happens in your life. You have the power within you by changing your mind. That's it. Just change your mind about what the hell's going on. Is it a positive or is it a negative? And when we talk about changing positive thoughts to positive thinking, it's more than just positive thinking, because we have so many layers of lies on top of that positive thought. So this thing that we talk about when Aura and I get together, it's not a quick fix. It's not. And one of the things that Aura was alluding to just a minute ago is it takes a commitment. And it takes work to become aware of what you're creating in your life by what you're thinking. But I'm going to tell you this. I promise you this. It is worth every ounce of energy that you put into it because of the benefits are huge. Please, just give it a shot. I want to say this before we close. I got two new books coming out in June, The Bridge Where Souls Connect and Taming the Dragon. And those books will soon be available on my website, johnnycalloway.com. Just come back and we'll have more for you. Thank you, everyone, for listening, and thanks for being here. And thank you so much, Aura, for being here with me today.
Thank you for having me, Johnny.
It's always a joy. Okay, everybody, thanks for listening. Remember, never give up. Always keep it real and take time to smell the roses. And please sit down and watch a butterfly. Keep up with all that we are doing by going to morphintoanewyou.com. Thank you very much.